Charles de Ledesma reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken begins his seventh diplomatic mission to the Middle East since the Israel-Hamas war began more than 6 months ago. Blinken's visit, which includes a little more than a day in Saudi Arabia before stops in Jordan and Israel on Tuesday and Wednesday, comes amid renewed concerns about the conflict spreading in the Middle East, and with once promising prospects for an Israeli-Saudi rapprochement effectively on hold as Israel refuses to consider one of the Saudis' main conditions for normalized relations, the creation of a Palestinian state. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. has seen measurable progress in the humanitarian situation in Gaza, Blinken said Monday, but he cautioned that it still wasn't sufficient and vowed to press Israeli officials later this week to do more. Meantime, World Economic Forum ministers slammed some Western countries for their muted responses to alleged human rights violations in Gaza. In a panel at the forum, Norway's Foreign Minister Espen Barth Eide spoke about the Israel-Hamas war.
The first act was the Hamas attack on Israel, but the way Israel has conducted the war has also been very problematic in light of global norms. And if we don't call out that, it comes back and haunts even the argument on Ukraine.
And President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine said Monday that vital U.S. weapons were starting to arrive in his country in small amounts and that the process needed to move faster as advancing Russian forces were trying to take advantage. Zelensky told a press conference in Kyiv that the situation on the battlefield directly depended on the speed of ammunition supplies to Ukraine. For more stories, visit us online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Arrests roil campuses across the United States as protesters demand the U.S. cut ties with Israel. In an interview,